Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Sinoevo here. Let's get right down to it with AEW Dark's Elevation. Starts with Nyla Rose defeating Robin Renegade with the Beast Bomb. Technically, should be Robin Renegade, but the match starts with Rose coming from behind and attacking, who realizes her sister Charlotte, her twin sister, from behind, and the Renegade twins do their version of twin magic that they call the Killer Renegade Switch. So, yeah, Nyla just grabs Robin, the legal person, and pins her. And then Vicky breaks the Barbie doll. That's her way of calling for the Beast Bomb. Julia Hart defeated Sky Blue. Julia still has her eye patch and a more serious attitude. Sky Blue even tries to extend her hand, and Julia pushed her right in the face. And then during this match, Excalibur and Tony Schiavone were making fun of the match graphic and how Julia's eye patch looked photoshopped on after he... Yeah, I did realize that as well, but they definitely brought attention to it. And then Julia gets to win with the leverage pin with her feet on the rope, so it looks like this transformation of this evil Black Heart Julia Hart character is continuing. Austin and Colton Gunn of the Gunn Club defeated Aaron Mercer and Masada. Mercer and Masada make their debut. Masada is a hardcore wrestler. He's been around for about 20 years or so, pretty much wrestling everywhere, you name it. Colton Gunn gets the pin on Masada for the win. Top Flight defeated Chaos Project. Darius Martin gets the pin on Serpentico after Dante hits the flipping stunner. This is actually Darius Martin's first appearance at Elevation. Ruby Soho and Anna Jay, a pretty interesting tag team, teaming up for the first time, defeated the Bunny and Emi Sakura. The finish came with the Bunny and Sakura trying to hit the double down the rabbit holes like usual, but they get reversed as Anna Jay puts Sakura into Queen Slayer while Ruby hits the No Future kick to Bunny for the pin. We get this in-ring promo from Lance Archer, who he's talking about being happy in Texas, but then he talks down the fact that it's San Antonio and said he would never live in the cesspool of a town. And then he cuts a promo that he won't be in the dark for much longer, and he will unleash hell on the AEW roster before he attacks this planted fan in the crowd who had a like Lance Archer sucks sign. So he brings him inside the ring and he hits him with the blackout. And the last match here was Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, and John Silver of the Dark Order defeating the Factories, QT Marshall, Aaron Solo, and Nick Camarado. Fast match here with John Silver pinning Solo after the Spin Doctor. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark Fist from Universal Studios. Starts with Jay Lethal defeated JD Drake. The Wingmen on the outside kept trying to get involved, but they failed, so Lethal ends it by dodging Drake's moonsault and hitting the Lethal Injection, and then Lethal cut a promo after being excited about the Ring of Honor purchase. The Butcher and the Blade defeated Sean Dean and Carly Bravo, with the Butcher pinning Bravo after Drag the Lake. Anthony Ogogo defeated Ray Jazz by referee stoppage after a knockout punch. Nyla Rose defeated Casey Lennox very quickly after hitting a flying knee drop off the top rope while Lennox was draped on the ropes. Blake Christian making his AEW debut. I'm sure you've heard of Blake Christian, the former Trey Baxter from NXT, defeated Rohit Raju. And what's interesting is Blake Christian didn't even come out to his own theme song. He had the AEW Dark theme song, so that was kind of weird, and commentary even noticed that. But he looked very impressive in his quick match, winning with a springboard 450 splash. The Acclaim defeated Liam Gray and Adrian Alanis. Max Caster with a pretty weak rhyme here, talking about the only reason people watch Dark is for the Acclaimed, and something about eating Pop-Tarts. I'm not sure what happened here. But Carster gets the pin on Gray extremely quickly after the mic drop. AQA defeated Valentina Rossi with a curvat into a neckbreaker. Looked really good in this short match. Tony Nese defeated Karam with a running knee in the corner. Abaddon defeated Angelica Risk very quick with her leg DDT finisher that she now calls the Black Dahlia. Gun Club, Austin and Colton defeated the Brick City Boys, which is Jay Cruz and Victor Chase, in seconds after Colton pins Cruz after the Colt 45. Mercedes Martinez defeated Gemma Jules with the Dragon Sleeper. Varsity Blondes defeated Sultan Rachun and Tony Vincita. And on their way to the ring, Griff Carrison kind of takes off his jacket and throws it in Julia Hart's face. And the entire match, he kind of just like sulked in the corner. Commentary did kind of point this out, that there's been some recent dissension between the Varsity Blondes and Julia. And then after Brian Pillman pins Chun after a jackhammer, then Tony Schiavone interviews the Varsity Blondes about rising up in the ranks of the tag team division as Julia Hart kind of stands in the background looking sad. Marina Shafir continues her undefeated streak, defeating Layla Gray very quick with a lead capture onto around Gray's neck. And the main event, Powerhouse Hobbs defeated Fuego del Sol with a spine buster into a torture rack. So 14 matches, but the runtime of the show was about an hour, so a lot of very quick matches. There actually was two matches from this taping that were cut. One was Chris Statlander defeated Sahara 7. This is probably due to the transformation of Chris Statlander and her new gimmick and her new look, so they probably didn't want to show this, as this was taped before Revolution. So that is the reason why the Chuck Taylor, Orange Cassidy, Wheeler Utah defeated the Wingman match got cut as well, because this is before Orange Cassidy got injured at Revolution. We go to NXT UK. The fans have finally returned with this set of tapings. We start with Oliver Carter defeated Tyler Bate. Pretty good match here. That came with the ending of Trent Seven and Ashton Smith getting into a scuffle on the outside, which distracts Bate enough to be reversed into a backslide for the pin. And now with a future win from Ashton Smith over Trent Seven, that would get Carter and Smith another tag team title shot. A-Kid is backstage and he finds Saxon Huxley and asks him to be his tag team partner. So it looks like he's doing this as well as NXT 2.0 for the time being. And we get another video for Wild Boar. This one says that he's coming for revenge on Eddie Dennis. Amelia McKenzie defeated Nina Samuels with a spear. We go to Mark Coffey, who walks out of Sid Scala's office as he said he is getting a Heritage Cup title shot on March 31st. Kenny Williams was backstage and reveals a paper in his locker that says, "You've made a lot of enemies, cockroach, TikTok, TikTok." So I don't think this means Karrion Kross is coming to NXT UK, so I'm not sure what this is. Symbiosis walks to Sid Scala's office where Sid says that Wild Boar requested a match with Eddie Dennis, but Dennis says that he's a manager nowadays, so instead Tyson T-Bone can face Boar instead. Aaliyah James, her first match since November, defeats Stevie Turner. James gets the win with a bridged roll-up. We get a quick backstage video with Norm Dar and Shaw Samuels getting ready for their upcoming match with Mark Coffey, as well as a video package for next week's Michael Satomura versus Isla Dawn. And the main event here, Roderick Strong of the Diamond Mine NXT 2.0 makes his NXT UK debut, defeating Wolfgang. Really good match here. Both of these guys fought really hard, but Strong wins after a jumping knee, and he gets on the microphone after and says that he's here for the big money fights, and he calls out Ilya Dragunov and says that the ball is now in his court. So not sure when this match is going to happen. I feel like it's a little too soon for WrestleMania weekend, unless they just kind of throw it on one of these shows. I have no real idea what's going on with Access and NXT UK, if they're taping anything, but it should be kind of interesting what they do with this match that I definitely want to see. Impact Wrestling. Before the Impact, Carl Anderson defeated Diener with the gun stun. The Motor City Machine Guns, their first match together since December of 2020. Fantastic match here, defeating Chris Bay and Jay White of the Bullet Club. So Chris Sabin pins Chris Bay after Skull and Bones, and it looks like Jay White had broken up the pin at the last second, but the referee made the count anyway. Steve Macklin defeated Rhino. Anthony Carella joins commentary for this match, and Macklin gets the pin by dodging Rhino's gore and hitting one of his own. The Inspiration met Caleb with a K backstage and said that they forgive him for costing them their titles, but they hope that he gets it right next time. And then Heath had a convo with Rhino backstage and said that they work better together and they should go after the tag team titles. Bhupinder Gujjar defeated Larry D with a spear off the middle rope. Brian Myers did his alternative commentary for this match. Raj Singh comes down for this match to watch. Larry D did announce that he was leaving Impact prior to this on Twitter, so not sure if this is a one-time appearance or a return or what. But W. Morrissey comes out and chases Myers away, so Bhupinder pushes Raj Singh into Morrissey, who powerbombs him through Myers' commentary table. Ace Austin is backstage with Speedball Mike Bailey and says that he knows Bailey will qualify for the X Division match for Rebellion and says that he'll do the right thing since Austin is in the match as well. We go to Honor No More, who cut a promo on Josh Alexander, who said that they will teach him a lesson tonight. But Alicia Edwards gets into the face of Maria and stands up for Josh Alexander, so Eddie tells Honor No More to let them talk in private as Eddie Edwards says that he isn't going down the right path. That he is going down the right path and that Impact Wrestling is not. We have the triple threat match here with Deonna Purrazzo defending her AAA Reina de Reyes as well as her Ring of Honor Women's Championship against Giselle Shaw and Lady Frost. Both titles on the line. Deonna gets the pin on Frost after the Queen's Gambit Piledriver. Should be interesting here with Britt Baker dropping the AEW title. I can see her possibly taking the ROH title off of Deonna Purrazzo, maybe somewhere Mania weekend, whether it's on Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor or this Impact Multiverse of Madness, Multiverse of Matches show. I can definitely see that match happening and Britt taking that title, but I could also see Taya Valkyrie stepping up and challenging Deonna for the AAA title as well. Backstage, Scott D'Amore tells the Good Brothers that he will give their title shot next week, but he is making all the other tag teams in Impact the Lumberjacks for this match. Jonah defeated Zicky Dice in 30 seconds with the Tsunami. After the match, PCO gets pushed out in a stretcher and jumps out of it to fight with Jonah. A dozen or so securities come out to pull them apart, but PCO dives into all of them as Jonah escapes. They show footage of Tasha Steeles attacking Mickie James at one of her music performances from last week, so they have signed on to have a street fight for next week, and Chelsea Green offers to help out Mickie James, but she refuses to help. Funny how they're friends here, but at the NWA Crockett Cup, they were not. Masha Slamovich defeated Ari Alexander. Ari appeared on AEW Dark, and it looks like she lost her last name for this, possibly because of Josh Alexander, but Masha destroys her quick with the snowplow. Zicky Dice is backstage, says that maybe he sucks as a wrestler and needs to go to a wrestling school as we transition to a commercial for Johnny Swinger's Swinger's Dungeon, where we see like Lance Storm having a testimonial, as well as some questionable students walking in the background, one with the name of Meet Davidson. Okay. The main event, Josh Alexander defeated Matt Taven with the C4 spike in a very good main event. Maria Kanellis was on commentary during this match, and then after the match, we cut to a video of Moose driving up to Josh Alexander's house, where it's just Alexander's wife and child there, and he drops off the contract for Rebellion, and he tells Alexander's son to tell his dad that Moose says hi. Pretty creepy here. For NWA, there was no episode of USA, as this weekend was a Crockett Cup. If you haven't checked that out, check out my report on PulseWrestling.com, but there is a new episode of NWA Power that was taped after the Crockett Cup, which starts with Matt Cardona and the Cardona family of VSK and Mike Knox coming to the podium to start the show. Cardona says that it was almost a screw job and everybody tried to get involved and make Cardona lose, but he's always ready, and he comes out. He came out as champion and tells the crowd that he wasn't tapping out. He was actually trying to get some crowd participation. He calls themselves the saviors of the company. They show a video from after the Crockett Cup where Jeff Jarrett admits that he made a mistake and disqualified Nick Aldis, thinking that it was Mickey James who low-blowed him and not Chelsea Green, and hopefully he can make up for it. The Briscoes making their power debut after winning the Crockett Cup defeated the OGK, with Jay Briscoe getting the pin on Matt Taven with an Oklahoma roll. Mae Valentine gets a word with La Rebellion and asks what they think about the last match, and says that they aren't worried about OGK as they got to face the end next week, but they do show a little bit of concern for the Briscoes possibly coming after the titles. Trevor Murdoch defeats Brett Boucher. Murdoch gets the quick pin after a pile driver, destroying this debuting wrestler. Then after he cuts a promo, where he Kyle Davis says that Murdoch has changed, and Murdoch says that this is what people ask for, right? So this is now who he is. Nick Aldis cuts a promo saying that he's going to take the title from Cardona and send them back to the circus. Tyrus and Austin Idol cut a promo that said that they have a huge announcement to say, but they won't say it, as now is not the time. But it kind of comes out that they're putting out a challenge to anyone who can body slam Tyrus, and if that person can body slam Tyrus, they will get a TV title shot. The NWA World Women's Tag Team Championship, as the Hex, Allison Kay, and Marty Bell defeated Paola, Blaze, and Genocide with Taryn Terrell. The finish came when Genocide had the match won, but Paola tagged herself in blindly just to get rolled up by Marty Bell for the win. So the stipulation for this match here that Taryn Terrell made was that if Blaze and Genocide lose the match, their team would have to disband, and that's exactly what happened here, with Genocide leaving at the end. Jack Stain cuts a quick promo saying that he was better than Anthony Mayweather, and that's why he won at the Crockett Cup. And then we go to Kyle Davis, who's with Tom Latimer and Camille, who says that Strictly Business is over, and Camille called Chris Adonis dead weight and told Latimer to get rid of him a long time ago, which he now did. In the last match here for the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship, the newly crowned champion Homicide defeated Austin Aries after hitting a Koji Cutter off the top rope. NXT Level Up has Zion Quinn defeated Damian Kemp with his running forearm. Quinn got busted open in his face during this match, so some blood here. Lash Legend defeated Valentina Feroz with a running boot. Big height difference here, with Legend towering over Valentina, and after the win, she gets on a mic and talks trash about Nikita Lyons. Dante Shen defeated Bodie Hayward. Robert Stone came out during this match to watch, but Andre Chase ringside got into his face, and this distraction caused Shen to roll up Hayward for the pin. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, we have Fred Yehi, Kata Murray, and the DKC defeated Barrett Brown, Bateman, and Mysterioso of the Stray Dog Army, with Fred Yehi pinning Brown after hitting a fisherman suplex. Chris Bay defeated Blake Christian. This is Christian's first time on Strong in about a year. This is a really fast and fun match that ended with Christian going for a moonsault, but Bay catches him into the Art of Finesse Cutter. This is a really amazing finish to this match. And the last match was Buddy Matthews defeated Ren Narita. This is Buddy Matthews' New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong debut, and this match was even better than the last one. Ren Narita was just eating all of Matthews' kicks, but Buddy gets the pin after hitting the Murphy's Law. I definitely recommend this match for the week to check out. On WWE Main Event, Veer Mahan, after finally getting a debut day of April 4th, continues his main event streak here, defeated Gary Heck after hitting a DDT. Heck is better known as Michael Stevens, who has appeared on 205 Live, AEW Dark, and Ring of Honor. And fun little note I was able to figure out here, they kind of gave him the name of Gary Heck because he has resemblance to WWE medical trainer Larry Heck, so cute little joke here. And Tommaso Ciampa defeated T-Bar with a roll-up. The WWE Network Editions of the Week was an episode of ICW Fight Club, as well as six episodes of WWE Old School from Madison Square Garden in 1985. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.